Gavin, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you for being with us. Tell us about your organization and what you do.
American Bird Conservancy is a bird conservation group, and we make it our business to try to protect birds and their habitats throughout the Americas, so not just in the U.S., but in Latin America as well, which is obviously where a lot of our birds spend a significant portion of their time during our winters here. They fly down south, so we spend time conserving habitats down there and making sure that the rarest birds stand a chance for the future and trying to keep our more common birds common. And we also work to reduce threats to birds, for example, the threat from pesticides, the threat from posed by wind farms, which is a burgeoning threat to birds, and all sorts of other issues that birds face.
And where do you get your funding?
We're funded from a variety of sources. For the most part, it comes from private individuals who donate through our membership program. And if any of your listeners are interested, they can go to www.abcbirds.org and become a member of ABC. Well, we also get a substantial portion of our funding from foundations, grants that we raise through foundations. And we also get, depending on which particular program we're talking about, money from the federal government and occasionally state governments as well.
The Environmental Protection Agency has denied a petition by five environmental groups, including yours, to ban lead in hunting ammunition, saying that the issue is not within the agency's jurisdiction. What do you think about that ruling?
Well, we disagree with that ruling completely. We think that, in fact, we know that EPA does have the regulatory authority to ban lead. They have the authority to ban lead in just about every other situation imaginable. For example, lead in our air from gasoline, lead in paint, lead from all sorts of different sources. They most recently responded positively to a petition to ban lead in wheel weights that are used to balance car wheels. So we know they do have the authority. There is some interesting language within the Toxic Substances Control Act, which is what this situation falls under. And in fact, they don't have the authority to regulate firearms or the manufacture and sale of ammunition. But there's a very clear language within the Act that says they do have the authority to regulate the components of ammunition. So, for example, the pellets inside the shotgun case, the lead core of the bullet that's wrapped inside the copper casing, etc. So we completely disagree with the ruling and are disappointed, to say the least, in the actions that the EPA has taken.
Well, they disagree with you, so what's going to be your next move?
Well, the decision only came out late Friday. We're going to be meeting to discuss what our options are. Clearly, there is actually still a public comment period open, and we would encourage folks who are in favor of better environmental controls in regards to lead to write to the EPA as part of their public docket to express their disappointment in the EPA's decision. We have, following this, a few options to us. One is certainly a legal option. We can take our disagreement with the EPA to court, and that's something we'll obviously be discussing amongst the groups. And I think we also have work to do with the hunting community, and it's clear that, you know, we expected to get opposition from the NRA, which we certainly weren't wrong about that. The NRA came out as extremely opposed to the petition. We're not sure quite on what, other than fear-mongering that we were an anti-hunting group, that we were seeking to find a backdoor way to ban bullets, therefore ban hunting, all of which is completely false. And unfortunately, this false information was perpetuated with their very effective media machine, and I think we need to do some work to try and counteract that among hunting groups. And let's remember that hunters in America are among the vanguard of conservation in this country. They have done a phenomenal job of wetland conservation, waterfowl conservation. You talk to hunters, and they are conservationists. They know the birds, they know the habitats, and it's, I think, a great pity that this misinformation has been so effectively actually circulated, that they believe that we're trying to stop hunting, and this isn't true. We want their conservation ethic to be consistent with their sport, and I think that the use of lead in ammunition simply isn't consistent. It kills millions of birds every year, including mourning doves, and of course bald eagles, our national symbol, and a great number of other birds, scavengers, that feed on the carcasses of hunted animals that are left behind in the field, gut piles, birds that aren't collected, etc. And one pellet is enough to kill a bald eagle. That's all it takes. It's a highly, highly toxic substance, and we believe that it shouldn't be in our environment, and we believe that we're hunters to be fully informed and not just given the misinformation and disinformation by the NRA and other groups, that they would agree. And in fact, if you look at some of the blogs that are out there, where there has been an informed discussion, there are always hunters on there that say, well, you know, now that I know exactly what the situation is, it doesn't sound like such a bad idea to me. Obviously, expense is one thing. You know, hunting has become more expensive, as everything has, and it will mean an increase in price, and we certainly don't want to be disingenuous about that. It will mean more expensive bullets shot for at least a while, until the manufacturer of non-toxic shot ramps up, and then the price will come down, just as the price of eco-friendly bulbs has come down dramatically since everybody started using them.
Well, you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. And we're talking with Gavin Shire from the American Bird Conservancy. Contrary to what you just told me, Gavin, what we hear in Michigan is different. A big hunting state, and I'm told by business owners as well as hunters that a lot of them wouldn't be able to stay in business and or afford to go hunting if you take lead away from the process. How do you react to that?
Well, that's part of the, unfortunately, the misinformation that's being spread by the NRA and other groups. That's simply not true, and we know it's not true because back in 1991, the federal government banned lead in waterfowl hunting. So for the last almost 20 years, you haven't been able to use lead shot to go and shoot ducks and other birds in wetland areas. And that sport has actually increased. There's been a 30%, I think, increase in the sale of duck stamps, despite the fact that duck stamps have actually increased by $25 during that period. And there's been a an increase in revenues for state wildlife agencies. So we believe that history bears us out here when we say that it won't end hunting. It's not our intention to end hunting.
Well, Gavin, lead bullets have been around for a couple hundred years now. Why are you waiting? Why is your organization waiting until now to get involved in this? Because in with someone I talked with yesterday, they said that this is just a front because your group would like to see the hunting of birds ended.
Not true at all. And let me restate that again. American Bird Conservancy is not opposed to hunting. We have people in our organization who hunt. So that would be sort of counterintuitive if we were to say, oh, we want to end all hunting. We simply don't. The reason we have waited until now is because to file a petition is because we wanted to make sure that alternatives were available and that the supply of those alternatives could be ramped up to a point where everyone could use lead bullets and lead shot, lead-free bullets and lead-free shot, without great difficulty. It's already been the law in California in the range of the California condor whose reintroduction from almost close to extinction has been hampered by lead poisoning through the consumption of lead shot. So the reason now is because we believe that the alternatives are there, they're available. You only have to look in any hunting catalog to find all lead-free alternative shots and bullets available. And we believe the time is right. We believe that we shouldn't stand for the continued poisoning of our national symbol, the bald eagle. The argument is made that, well, you know, bald eagle populations are actually doing quite well now. That's good. We agree. And that's due to the conservation of the species after the banning of DDT and their listing under the Endangered Species Act. But we don't feel that simply because the bald eagle population is increasing that that's an excuse to go out and poison them. And we believe that the poisoning of our national symbol is unconscionable, and we shouldn't stand for it.
All right, Gavin, if I was to play devil's advocate, there are those who will just say they're just birds, for heaven's sake. Why all the time, effort, and energy?
Well, let's not forget that birds are a multi-billion dollar industry. Now, when I say multi-billion dollar, that's the value that we know birds give us. When it comes to bird watching and the non-consumptive bird sports, if you like, so photography, bird watching, it's multi-billion dollars when it comes to purchasing of equipment to go, you know, spotting scopes, binoculars, clothing, all sorts of the bird guides, bird food and bird feeders for the backyard. So, you know, if you stop caring about birds, then you have to stop caring about that multi-billion dollar industry, and that includes tourism revenues for local hotels, motels, B&Bs. When you come to what the value we don't know about birds, at least we can't put a dollar figure on, they are pollinators of crops to a phenomenal extent. And they also are protectors of crops. They control pests. And it's all part of the natural cycle. So even though some of the birds we're talking about aren't out there eating bugs, bald eagles aren't out there eating bugs, they're out there eating rodents. And rodents, you know, are pest animals that we would have to
Gavin, defend. I have got to get to break now. For people who want more information about the American Bird Conservancy, what's your website?
It's www.abcbirds.org.
Gavin, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.